Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe, and abundant lives. If you're ready to tap into your glowness, uncover your divine purpose, and live a fabulous luxe life, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So if you guys hear any commotion going on in the background, don't mind that. Those are my cats. They have decided to join me in today's episode, and I'm just not going to fight them about it. I'm going to let them do their thing. It is what it is. Hopefully they aren't too distracting. But anyways, in today's episode, we are talking a little bit about wellness. Recently, I've really fallen in love with my wellness journey, with my wellness habits, my routines, my rituals that I've created for myself. And I wanted to share with you all the things from my mindset around wellness and how that's evolved over time, my current wellness goals, and also how you can incorporate more wellness into your daily life. So I'm really excited for this episode. I hope that you guys enjoy it. You get some inspiration, motivation from it. If you enjoy this episode as well, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes or Spotify review, screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you personally for listening and supporting the podcast. As I said, I don't really have any updates for today, so without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So first and foremost, I wanted to talk about my mindset around wellness and how it's evolved over time. Like with anything else in life, our mindset is so key. It's pivotal in the overall experience of our lives, of how we show up for ourselves, of how we feel, and just overall life in general. And my mindset around wellness has definitely been something that I've struggled with in the past. And the shifts that I've made recently has helped me in being able to show up consistently for myself and just changing how I feel and view my wellness journey. So the first thing that I used to struggle with was viewing my wellness journey and my habits and my daily rituals and routines as a chore, as something that I had to complete off my to-do list, and as something I had to do versus something that I get to do. And because I felt so just uninspired, so negative around my wellness habits and routines, that led me to not showing up consistently and, of course, not seeing the results that I desired, which left me feeling defeated and even more unmotivated. So I knew that I had to make some major shifts around that. And now the way that I look at my wellness journey and my habits is, one, I look at it as an act of self-love. I look at it as a part of my lifestyle now, and also as something I get to do and I have the privilege and the ability to do. And these little shifts that I've made has helped me show up so much more consistently in my wellness journey. It's something that now I look forward to doing every morning, and I just feel so inspired, so motivated, and more disciplined to just show up for myself every day and do my personal best. And this little shift has been so, so helpful for me, along with releasing the all or nothing mentality when it comes to my wellness habits. So I used to be in the mindset that if I missed one thing from my habits and my wellness routines, I felt that that meant I had the permission to pretty much slack off for the rest of the day. So for example, let's say one morning I woke up late and I didn't have time to do my morning routine. In my mind, I thought that meant I didn't have to try for the rest of the day. It meant I didn't have to work out, I didn't have to journal, meditate, you know, do any of the other things that I would typically do. That is a very harmful mentality to have, because at the end of the day, whether you do 5 wellness habits and routine or rituals for yourself, or you do one, that is still progress, and something is better than nothing. And if you do even just one thing for yourself every day, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, that is all adding momentum and value to yourself and to your life, and it's leading you towards where you want to be. So I had to release that all or nothing mindset and thinking that if I missed one thing, then I could just slack off and not try for the rest of the day. That has also been helpful in me showing up consistently and making consistent progress in my life and taking baby steps towards reaching my goals. Another mindset shift that I've made within my wellness journey was thinking that all of my routines and rituals and things that I want to do must require lots of time and energy. Yes, there are certain things that will require us to carve out time in our schedule and will require energy, such as our morning routines or working out or our evening routines. Yes, those things do require us to carve out time, show up, and put in some energy. But there are also so many other wellness-related things we can do throughout the day that adds just more wellness into our daily lives, which I'm going to share how I do that and how you can do that. But I just changed my mindset from thinking that every single wellness related task had to be super time consuming and energy consuming, because that's simply not true. And along with that, another realization that I had was understanding or realizing that my wellness journey is my wellness journey, and what I do in my wellness journey and the habits that I cultivate and the rituals that I partake in do not have to look like anyone else's. I used to get so overwhelmed with all of the new information that was constantly coming out in regards to wellness and habits and new workouts and new diets and new, you know, information and all of that. And it was very overwhelming because I felt like I had to do all of the things. And if I didn't do all of the things that I was being told, then I was failing in my wellness journey. And my wellness journey doesn't have to look like your wellness journey or another person's wellness journey. We are all very different people who require different things, and wellness looks and feels different to everyone. So what I consider my wellness habits and routines may feel like a chore for you, and vice versa. So just know that your wellness journey doesn't have to look like what you see on social media or what you're reading about or learning about. It can look however you want it to look. So keep that in mind as I'm sharing how you can add more wellness into your daily life. If something doesn't align with you or you feel like it's not you, then don't do it. Leave it. But just as a reminder, know that our wellness journeys are so unique to each and every single one of us. Okay, so let's get into my current wellness goals. These aren't anything super big or exciting. I mean, they're exciting to me because I love working on myself, but these are just things as of recently that I really want to work on. And the first is getting better sleep / creating and sticking to an evening routine. As I've gotten older, I've definitely realized the importance in prioritizing good quality sleep. When I don't get good sleep or enough sleep, it really, really impacts me the next day. I'm much more moody, I'm much more groggy and negative, I have less energy, I'm less motivated, and overall it just has a very negative impact on me mentally, physically, emotionally, and so for me, getting good quality sleep has become a priority, and unfortunately for me, I have trouble sleeping. So for me, I have trouble falling asleep, and I have trouble staying asleep. It's largely due to a lack of an evening routine. So, you know, I'm all about morning routines. I'm all about my daily habits. I've been really good on being consistent with my daily habits and, you know, doing the things that I need to do throughout the day to help me feel my best and be my best. However, the one department that I've been lacking on is my evening routine. And I think it's because towards the evening, that's kind of when I'm a little bit burnt out from the day. I'm tired, I'm drained. And the idea of doing another ritual or another routine, especially towards the end of the night, is literally the last thing that I want to do. And I think, you know, that's a big reason why I haven't been able to really create an evening routine for myself that I stick to. Recently, I realized it's because I was trying to do a lot of things in my evening routine and I was doing too much, and I was also doing things that weren't necessarily beneficial for my resting period and falling asleep. And so I have decided to work on getting better sleep by creating an evening routine for myself that promotes rest and unwinding and getting good sleep. So over the weekend, I actually created a dream evening routine that I would love to do on a nightly basis in a perfect world. And in addition to my dream night routine, I also created two additional routines when I don't have as much time. So I basically created like three different tiers of routine. So my first tier is like my perfect ideal evening routine where I have the time and energy to do all the things that I want to do. My second tier is when I still want to do my evening routine, but I maybe don't have as much time or I don't have as much energy and I'm more tired and I kind of just want to rest. And then my third tier is basically for the nights when I'm completely exhausted, I'm mentally burnt out, I don't have time or energy to do anything except the bare minimum, and I have that routine for that. So I'm going to share with you guys my current evening routines and what I plan on doing moving forward, and I will update you guys with how that goes, but I'm just pulling it out right now. Okay, so for my ultimate dream evening routine, if it was a perfect world and I could do this every single day, what I would do is I would start unwinding at 8:30 p.m. So after dinner, I would, you know, clean up, pick up from the day, and I would begin to unwind and get into resting mode. So I would turn off all my lights, turn on my candles, I would shower, do my skincare, turn on calming, relaxing music for the evening, and right before bed, I would do some gentle stretches, meditate for a few minutes, journal, and then read. And when it comes to reading, a mistake that I used to make was trying to read a self-help, personal development type book before bed. And that was really hard for me because, like I said, towards the end of the night, I'm mentally burnt out, I'm exhausted, and the last thing that I want to do is another ritual or habit. And so now in my new routine, when I do read, it's going to be a more fiction type book, a more like easygoing type of read instead of a personal development or self-help book. And reading really helps me fall asleep, so I'm excited to do that. So in a perfect world, that is everything that I would do. I'm going to attempt to do this night routine tonight, and I'll let you guys know how that goes. But for my second level or second tier routine for the days when I don't have as much time or energy, what that looks like is unwinding at 8:30 p.m., shower, skincare, turn off lights, turn off candles, have calming music playing, meditate, journal. So with the second tier, I'm skipping the stretches, I'm skipping reading. So it's a little bit lighter. And then for my third tier routine, for the nights when I'm completely exhausted and I can barely do the bare minimum, what that looks like is unwinding at 8:30, shower, skincare, turn off lights, turn on candles, and meditate. That is the bare minimum basic night routine to help me get a good night's sleep. So I find having different tiers or levels when it comes to my routines is so helpful in one, eliminating that all or nothing mindset, but also it allows me to be flexible with my routines and I have something to do basically for every energy level that I am at. So today I feel pretty good. It's the start of a new week, so I'm going to attempt to do my ultimate night routine, which is all of the things. We'll see how that goes, but hopefully this is more helpful in me staying consistent with my night routine and getting better sleep. Okay, so my second wellness goal that I'm working on is having more reset moments or breaks throughout the day. So having time throughout my day where I step away from my computer, from my phone, I go out, I get fresh air, and I also allow my mind to reset and just catch a moment to myself. A big problem that I have, which is a good and bad trait, is when I'm working on something, I am very laser focused. I can work for hours uninterrupted, and yes, that's a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing, and I can end up spending the entire day on my computer without taking a break or a moment to step away, to get fresh air, to drink water, to eat, and as a result, that is not the best for my mental health, my physical health, and it has also caused me to feel extremely down and burnt out at the end of the day. And so to avoid that, I am carving out time in my calendar to take little breaks. So just before I hopped on to record this episode, I took a 10-minute break to do some yoga stretches because my back was hurting. My scoliosis girlies out there, you know what I mean. I literally just took 10 minutes to do some stretches and I felt refreshed and just ready to record this episode. And after I finish recording this episode, I'm going to take another break, maybe 10 to 20 minutes. I'm going to go outside by my pool and I'm just going to, you know, hang out for a few minutes just to get some fresh air, to get some sun, because I've been in my apartment pretty much all day today, and just allow myself to kind of reset for a moment without my computer, without my phone. Just really being mindful with how I'm spending my time and making sure that I'm living in a balanced way. So this goal goes along quite well with my bigger life goal that I made for myself at the beginning of the year, which was to have more of a work-life balance and to not work more than I live. So this is really going to help ensure that I'm staying on track with that goal that I set for myself. And overall, I think we need more reset moments and breaks throughout our day. It's okay to step away for a few minutes. It's okay to take a break. I think especially for us who work at home or work for ourselves, it's so easy to forget to do that, but it's so, so important for our mental health, our emotional health, that we do carve out time throughout our day to kind of reset and recenter and refocus. Okay, so the last wellness goal that I'm working on, which is something that I've struggled with for so long, but I am determined to break this bad habit, is not using my phone in the mornings. My phone, you guys, has me in a chokehold, especially because all of my work that I do is on my phone, and it's just so tempting to check all my emails and my texts and my social media in the mornings, and that is not how I want to start my day. So what I am doing is every night before bed, once I've done my evening routine or I'm finishing up my evening routine, I am placing my phone in my office. I've tried so many other things. I've tried, you know, putting it across the room, putting on my limits on my phone settings. None of that works. So I am going to be leaving my phone in my office and not pick it up until after I do my morning routine the very next day. And if you want to try out this tip, I highly recommend it. buy yourself an alarm clock that is just an alarm clock so that, you know, you can't use that as an excuse, because that was the excuse that I used for myself. But now I don't use alarm clocks. I just naturally wake up whenever my body wakes up. But for those of you who need an alarm clock to wake up in the morning, buy yourself a regular alarm clock that is just an alarm clock, okay? Where you can't receive notifications, where you can't receive emails and updates, just a regular alarm clock. So I'm going to try this out starting today, actually. I literally came up with this goal today, and I just want to see how it goes, because I need to release myself from these shackles of being addicted to my phone. Not even addicted to my phone. It's just a habit. It's something that I do without thinking about, and that's not healthy. So I will also update you guys on how that goes, probably on my Instagram stories. But yes, those are my current wellness goals that I'm working on: getting better sleep, creating an evening routine that I stick to, having more reset moments and breaks throughout my day, and no phone in the morning. And I think that will also help with my sleep and getting better quality sleep. If my phone is in another room, I will be less tempted to be on my phone too late at night. So we will see how these wellness goals go. I will update you guys on my Instagram stories. Now I want to get into how you can incorporate more wellness into your daily life. So as a reminder, your wellness rituals and routines do not have to take up a lot of time in your day or a lot of energy. You can incorporate wellness into your daily life in subtle little ways that can make the biggest impact. So the first tip or way you can incorporate more wellness into your daily life is to, one, have your non-negotiable wellness routines and rituals that you do have to carve out time for. So as I mentioned, you know, things like your morning routine, your workouts, your evening routines, things like that. Those things will require time and energy and attention from you. So have those few things that you do every single day and make time for them in your schedule. Don't leave it to chance or whenever you have time for them. Have it scheduled, set in stone in your calendar of when you have to do those specific things. So for me, this is my morning routine. I do it every single morning, 7:30 a.m. or whenever I wake up. I do my workouts and now my evening routine. So no matter what is going on in my life that week, that month, those are the things that are non-negotiable that I have to do each day for myself. So have your non-negotiables. Tip number two is to add wellness-related rituals during your mindless daily activities. So what I mean by this is when you're showering, use that time when you're showering to meditate or to listen to some positive affirmations on YouTube. Those are some of the things that I like to do personally. Another example is when you're cooking, getting ready for the day, or driving. Use that time to listen to a podcast or listen to an audiobook or a self-help video. Using that downtime or that mindless time and filling it up with wellness-related activities. Or another example, let's say you are on a lunch break. You might spend 10-15 minutes on your phone. You can also spend 10-15 minutes reading a book. So it's really all about looking for ways you can utilize your time in a way that is more productive and adding to your wellness journey. My third tip is to get proper sleep / enough sleep. So like I mentioned, this is one of my wellness goals. And as I said, as I've gotten older, I've really been prioritizing good quality sleep because it makes a huge difference in how I feel the next day, in my energy levels, and my productivity levels. And if I want to continue to show up and be the best possible me that I can be, it all starts from the night before and getting good quality sleep. My fourth tip is planning ahead and doing things that your future self will thank you for. So I will be doing a video this week on how I plan and organize my life on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you don't miss that. But planning ahead will do wonders for you. So I have always been a planner my entire life, but even more so at this stage in my life where I require balance, I require rest, I prioritize working hard and having fun and also not burning out. It is so important for me to plan ahead with leaving room for flexibility, of course, because you never know what may come up for you that day and things like that. But planning ahead and having an idea of what your week is going to look like is so helpful in being able to balance all the things and still show up for yourself and still be productive and still, you know, be able to socialize and things like that. So again, I will be making a video where I go into detail on how I plan and organize my life, but just to give you some ideas of what I typically plan in my life that sets me up for success in the future and also is so helpful in my wellness journey is one, planning my content slash work day. So having an idea of what I'm going to be working on for that week so that way I can prioritize and kind of put things in my schedule where they need to go so that I can meet my deadlines, achieve my goals, things like that. Next thing I like to plan is my meals. So I'm not super strict with like meal planning and making sure I'm eating like specific things every single day, but typically what I like to do is every Sunday I like to make a list of meals I would like to make that week. And I'm not super specific where it's like Monday I am making chicken, rice, and broccoli. Tuesday I'm making a salmon bowl. Wednesday I'm making whatever. I allow myself room to be able to make whatever I want to make that day, but I make a list of ideas that I think I would want to make. That way I can go grocery shopping for the week. I'm well prepared. I'm not wasting time going to the store throughout the week and I have everything that I need. And then that when that day comes, I can decide what I feel like making that day or what I feel like eating. And so that has been so helpful in achieving my wellness goals in terms of like health and eating right. And it's saved me so much time and it's been less stressful because I already have an idea of my meals and things like that, as well as planning my workouts. Again, I don't like to be super strict with like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have to do this, I have to do that. I like to have an idea of the workouts that I want to do that week according to, you know, my cycle and things going on in my life. And then I plan accordingly to how I feel that day and what feels most aligned and things like that. But overall, it's all about having an idea of what you want to do that week or eat that week or, you know, things like that. Instead of leaving everything to last minute, because then that's when stress happens and you waste time and energy when you could have just planned ahead and set yourself up for success. My fifth tip is to allow yourself time to rest, relax, and do nothing. So I'm a big believer that too much of anything is never a good thing, and you can experience burnout even from positive, helpful activities that are self-help and wellness related. For me, balance is so important. So as much as I prioritize and preach and, you know, tell you guys to journal and meditate and practice your affirmations and work out and all of that stuff, it's also important to balance those things out with other things that aren't as productive or quote unquote healthy or wellness related. So as much as I do those things, I also allow time in my life and in my schedule to do nothing, whether that's watching really trashy reality TV shows, going out on weekends, sleeping in when I feel I need the extra rest, or cooking myself a comfort meal. I give myself that time and space to do those things. This helps me to continue staying consistent and not burning out even from those positive, healthy habits. That really is a thing, you guys. I don't know if you've ever experienced like mental burnout or physical burnout or emotional burnout from constantly working on yourself. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to do things that aren't seen as productive or healthy as long as it's in moderation and with balance in mind. So my sixth and final tip, which is going to sound a little bit contradicting to tip number two, but it is to not multitask and be more present. So tip number two, I said to add wellness-related rituals during your mindless daily activities. Emphasis on mindless, okay? Yes, there are things in my life where multitasking is fine and it's actually more beneficial for me to multitask, like when I'm showering, when I'm cooking, when I'm driving, taking a walk. Sometimes it's more beneficial to multitask during those times. However, there are also times where I feel it's more beneficial that I am not multitasking, such as when I'm eating food and being mindful with the food that I'm eating and how much I'm eating and how it feels while I'm eating it. Spending time with my cats, for example, and being present when I'm playing with them versus being on my phone when I am around them. And also when I'm having a conversation with my partner. In a situation like that, my undivided attention would be more beneficial, not only to myself, but to my partner. So it's all about knowing when your undivided attention is needed and beneficial and when it's probably beneficial and okay for you to multitask. And I think it's pretty clear to determine when to multitask and when to be more present and in the moment. So I think that is very, very, very important as well. Anyways, these are the six ways I incorporate more wellness into my daily life. Again, they're not anything crazy. They're not anything super out there, but I hope that you got some inspiration, some motivation from some of these tips and my own wellness goals that I'm working on. I would love to hear what wellness goals that you have. If you don't mind sharing in my latest Instagram post. If you're listening to this early in the morning, I probably haven't posted it, but I plan on posting an Instagram post where I share my wellness goals. I would love to hear what your current wellness goals are. I love getting ideas and, you know, adding things into my wellness goal list. So if you would like to share, feel free to go over to my Instagram and share. But I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you did, you already know what to do. Again, I don't really have any updates other than make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel so you don't miss out the content that I post on there. I will be making a how I plan and organize my life video. So if you don't want to miss out on that, the link to subscribe will also be in my show notes, as well as everything else, all the other information that you may need. But I hope that you guys have an amazing week. I hope this week is full of blessings and abundance and opportunities for you guys. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.